This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On now to healthcare, what you and I might call a nasty case of the flu, your doctor might call a nasty case of a 487.1. Every illness, every ailment and injury, every procedure has a code, a standardized code, so the providers and insurers can be sure they are speaking the same language when it comes to paying the bills. There are 14,000 of those codes in all, which sounds like a lot until you learn that this Wednesday, there are going to be 70,000 of them. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on this coming update to the coding system and all the money behind it.
When it comes to the new codes, the buck stops with Sean Cavanaugh. He runs Medicare.
The medical codes we use for diagnosis and billing haven't been updated for over 35 years.
Cavanaugh says we're missing a lot of detail right now.
For instance, we recently had a threat of a problem with Ebola, and the current set does not have a code that's specific to Ebola.
The new, more detailed codes Medicare put out will be adopted by the whole healthcare system. They'll be important for the transition to a new way of paying doctors and hospitals, for results rather than procedures. Important because they'll answer this crucial question.
How sick is your population?
That's Farzad Mostashari. Until a couple of years ago, he was in charge of coordinating the nation's health information technologies. Now he's a consultant. He says once we answer that question, we'll know how good a job a doctor is doing in getting patients healthy. And that will help with the ultimate goal.
To have them share in the savings if you take better care of the patient and if they end up costing the system less.
That's long-term. Short-term, the codes might also help hospitals and others bill certain insurers for additional ailments, bringing in more money. But there are lots of snickers about the new codes getting too specific, like ones that differentiate between an alligator bite versus a crocodile bite. Medicare's Sean Cavanaugh says most doctors will only need to learn some of the new codes.
If they don't have crocodiles and alligators in their community, they don't need to worry about those codes.
In other words, sorry, doctors in Florida. You're out of luck. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
And also, do you care whether it's an alligator or a crocodile bite? Come on.